A new 911 Joint Communications Center is opening in Pettis County later this year. The hope of consolidating three agencies is to bring excellent service to the county for anyone who has to call for emergency services. This new operation consolidates personnel between the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, the City of Sedalia, and the County Joint Communications. Service will be provided to all fire protection districts, the Sheriff's Office, City Police, Ambulance District, and Highway Departments. Director Danielle Lauder oversees the entire function and explains the process behind it.
There's a physical development of the center as far as establishing the infrastructure needed and the technology required to function as a joint communication center. It is new equipment that we are building off of. We are establishing state-of-the-art communication abilities between our radio systems, call taking, and our computer-aided dispatch. Separate from that, we have the personnel merger between the two existing PSAPs. We have additional positions to fill. So it's a mixture of three agencies, if you will, in that we have the City of Sedalia, we have the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, and then we have Pettis County Joint Communications personnel that we are in the process of consolidating into one center.
The Achilles heel with call centers is often large equipment costs. The radio towers that are going to be used are already in place and no alterations will be needed.
We were fortunate in that Pettis County already has a strong communications system and we are enhancing the dispatch portion of that.
Funding for call centers is changing with technology, Lauder says. They used to be funded by landline taxes. And with landlines quite non-existent these days, they are adapting with a tax to any device in the county that can dial 911.
We are using any fee device a lot of counties are moving to, which is dollar charged to any device in the county's Pettis that can access 911 is charged $1. That's what the taxpayer sees.
Other funding will come from the City of Sedalia, the Pettis County Ambulance District, and the county on a yearly basis. Lauder says the consolidation saves cash while giving a higher quality of care for the local area.
Operating two different PSAPs is not cost effective. We are saving money as far as the law enforcement agencies. They are still supporting our endeavor. We'll be able to provide a higher quality of care to the community.
Like Lauder says, that includes a larger volume of staff and protocols that are usually meant for operations in larger cities. At this time, they hope to go live by May 1st if all pieces fall in order. A state-issued specific training is on the way for employees starting within the next few days. Lauder says she expects around 45,000 calls once they officially begin. As for a budget, Lauder didn't have a number right away, but she did say at least $1 million is in the ballpark. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.